Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Father, this evening we claim strength from you. Lord, strength, Lord, for our bodies right now. We claim grace, Lord, to be able to stand before you, to minister to you, and to have you minister to us. Spirit of God, we release ourselves to you. We'll say like the Master Jesus himself, unto you we commit our spirit. Unto you we commit our soul. Unto you we commit our body. Lord, we ask that you strengthen us by your spirit in our inner being today. Grant unto us strength, Lord, not only for our spirit, but also for our tired bodies. Father, thank you. For we know that the blessing of covenant and the blessing of sacrifice shall be ours. Because we are those who have covenanted with you by sacrifice. Give you all the glory. Give you praise. You raise me up. I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy sea. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up. You raise me up. Your voice this night and say, Father, thank you for raising me more than I can ever hope to be. That's what God did for David. He raised him. He raised him more than he could ever hope to be. When people didn't give him any chance, God raised him. What makes a difference when God raises me? I don't care what men think about me or how they attack me. If God raises me, I'm raised. And only God can raise me to more than I can be. If you raise David, he will raise us. If you raise Christ from the grave, he will raise us. The Bible says, therefore, God gave Jesus a name that is above every name. That's what happens when God raises you. And at the mention of that name, every knee bow. Of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Someone say me, Jesus Christ is Lord. Or someone say me, Jesus Christ is Lord. Bible says, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so we have an assurance. One thing God is assuring you and myself in this is that He will raise us. He will raise us. He will raise us up. So get ready for your lifting. Get ready for your lifting. God will raise you up. Raise you up from the grave. Raise you up from defeat. Raise you up from the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, we are going to be seeking the face of the Lord again. And this is the seventh day, the seventh of the World Feast 2015. God has been our help. I don't know about you, but God has been my help from the beginning on Sunday. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Especially with the weather change. Just suddenly changed and there's been a whole lot of pressure. But we give God thanks for His help and for the strength He continues to give us. Tonight, I sense strongly that the Lord wants to give us resources. Hallelujah. One of the things that I have found out from the both from the Word of God and from personal experience is that you are only as strong as the quality of men that you have. You are only as strong as the quality of resources that are available to you. The Bible says, when the axe is dull, much energy is required. And you are only as strong as the quality of men. We're going to pray tonight. One of the things the Holy Spirit will help us to do tonight is to pray for the resources of men. Hallelujah. If the Lord will want to bless you, He will send men to you. Hello, people. So one of the things I want you to get ready to do tonight is for the Lord to attract men into your life. And when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about God giving you resources of men in every area of life. Your marriage can be heaven or can be hell, depending on who you marry. So, for those who are single and unmarried, you need the gift of a good husband. You need the gift of a good wife. Hallelujah. For those who are employers of labor, you need the gift of cerebral men. Men of strength, men of idea, men of innovation. Hallelujah. For those trying to build in relationship, you need God to send you people that you can leverage on. If you are always one of the smartest, the one that is brightest among your mates, you are not going to go far. You need people that you can learn from. One of the greatest gifts that God can give to you is the gift of men. It's one of the things we're going to pray for tonight. Sometimes the devil does such a way that the best of men are repelled from you. God's going to break that hole tonight, that you begin to attract the best of men. One of the things that positioned David was that David had men. The Bible spoke about David's mighty men, the mighty men of David. Hallelujah. I want us to start tonight by receiving the book of 2 Samuel chapter 8. And then we will use that to begin to believe the Lord tonight. I don't know about you. I don't know what you are involved in. But trust me, you need men. Hallelujah. And of course, you know I'm talking about women also. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't pray anything tonight, make sure you don't fail to pray, Lord, send me men. Send me women. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I know what I'm talking about. Lord, send me men. Can somebody say, Lord, send me men. Lord, send me women. Send me the gift of men and women. He makes your work quick. You achieve success faster. Hallelujah. I remember one of my friends used to, you know, one of my friends used to say to me, say, well, Tokes, we can't be talking about you. You have a very great wife. What that means is, he's trying to say that the difference between you and me, Tokes, is the woman we marry. Very, very important. Your heaven starts on earth depending on who you marry, or your hell starts on earth. If the devil wants to destroy your destiny, he will set up a woman that is a failure to your life, or set up a man that is a failure into your life. You cannot escape from them. Once you join them in covenant and say, till death do us part. How many people know that you cannot, that's the only thing you cannot change? Praise the name of the Lord. Forget about who are changing marriages. That's the only thing you're not allowed by God. The Bible says God hates divorce. So you better pray well before they come into your life, because once you go and sign the dotted line, that's the end of the story. May the devil not do one chance for you. For those of you who are not married, you need to understand this. The gift of men. You will get a lot of things accomplished faster if God sends you quality men and quality women. But if God is not happy with you, you will get people who are on the other side. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. And if there be anyone who is not a quality man or quality woman, the Lord will make you a quality man tonight. The Lord will make you a quality woman tonight. The Lord will qualify you for your assignment. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's not saying amen. I said the Lord will qualify you for your assignment. You know, one of the things I did a series, I did one of my video blog. I did a series this morning. I shot on job losses. Why people lose their jobs. One of the things, when people want to downsize an organization, they look at who are the men who are not adding value. Women who are not adding value. They are the first downsize. I want to declare tonight, If you have been a man who has not been having value, you will begin to have value in the name of Jesus. When they are looking for who to downsize, your name will not even cross their mind. I'm not hearing amen, no. God will make you a quality man. God will make you a quality woman. God will make you a quality husband. He will make you a quality woman or wife. Your wife will wake up tomorrow and say, bros, something has changed about you. You will smile and say, it's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Someone say, it's the Holy Ghost. Someone say, it's the Holy Ghost. I can't. Someone say, it's the Holy Ghost. I'm believing God. I'm just telling you my faith expression for you tonight, that you will stop struggling. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will make it easy for you by sending you men of quality. I don't know about you, but I need men of quality. I need men of resource. In the name of Jesus. 2 Samuel chapter 8. Money cannot take the place of men. 2 Samuel chapter 8. Are you there with me, please? The Bible says, in the course of time, David defeated the Philistines and he subdued them, and he took Methek Ammah from the control of the Philistines. David also defeated the Moabites. He made them lie down on the ground, and he measured them up with a length of cord. Every two lengths of them were put to death, and the third length was allowed to live. So the Moabites became soldiers to David and brought tribute. May the Lord put your feet on the neck of your enemies in the name of Jesus. Amen. What that meant was David devastated the enemies, and then he decided to spare the remaining to go so that he can tell the story of how many men he killed. How does a man measure 2 feet and say, for these 2 feet, that 2 feet, I'm going to kill all of you. And then next 1 feet, I'll allow you to live. After, how many people, by the cause of that, some people be praying, Lord, let me fall within the first 2 feet or outside of it. May you make your enemy sample in the name of Jesus. We have been speaking, we have been receiving the book of Psalms, a book scripted majorly in the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, by a man of war, by a man who understood victory. David was his name. Now the Bible continued in this second Samuel chapter 8, and in verse 3, the Bible says, moreover, David fought Hadadezer, son of Rehob, king of Zophah. When he went to restore his control along the Euphrates River, David captured 1,000 of his chariots, 7,000 charioteers, 20,000 foot soldiers. He hamstrung all but 100 of the chariot horses. When the Arameans of Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, David struck down 22,000 of them. He put garrison in the Aramean kingdom of Damascus, and the Arameans became subject to him and brought tribute. May your enemies bring tribute to you. Amen. May they say, we made mistake. We didn't know who we were fighting with. We are sorry, sir. Bible says, when the will of a man pleases God, his enemies will come back and say, oh God, we made a mistake. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says, so they brought tribute. The Lord gave David victory wherever he went. Can I hear amen on that? Amen. I want to read it again. The Lord gave David victory wherever he went. Can I hear amen? Amen. The Lord will give you victory everywhere you turn in Jesus' name. The Bible says in verse 7, David took the gold shields that belonged to the officers of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem. From Tiber and Berotai, towns that belonged to Hadadezer, King David took a great quantity of bronze. When Tau, king of Hamath, heard that David had defeated the entire army of Hadadezer, he sent his son Joram to King David to greet him and congratulate him on his victory in battle over Hadadezer, who had been at war with Tau. Joram brought with him articles of silver, gold, and bronze. King David dedicated these articles to the Lord, as he had done with the silver and gold from all the nations he has subdued. There are many. You will subdue many enemies. Your amen is too weak. The Bible says David subdued all his enemies. I've got to mention them: Edom and Moab, the Ammonites, Philistines, Amalek. He also dedicated the plunder taken from Hadadezer, son of Rehob, king of Zobah. And David became famous after he returned from striking down 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. How many people know that this is not possible? One man to strike down 18,000 people. There are some people behind him. Hello? I want you to understand that. David slaughtered 18,000 men. One man. It is not him. He has a team. A team of great men. A team of great warriors. A team of people who are so great that make things happen, and then David takes the credit. Hallelujah. You are going to pray tonight that God will send you men of strength, men of resources, that you will attract, from now on, your life will attract men who will make your work easy. Women who will make your work easy. In the name of Jesus. You know, there are some people that when they step into your life, they make your work hard. They complicate simple things. But some people, when they step into your life, however complex a workload is, they make it simple. May God send you such men. In the name of Jesus. For the Bible says that, so, verse 15, thank you. Sorry, verse 15? No, verse 13. And David became famous after he returned from striking down 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He put garrisons throughout Edom, and all the Edomites became subject to David. The Lord gave David victory wherever he went. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
And the Bible says in verse 15, David reigned over all Israel, doing what was just and right for all his people. Joab, son of Zeruiah, was over the army. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahinoam, was recorder. Zadok, son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, were priests. Zeruiah was secretary. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was over the Keratites and Pelethites, and David's sons were royal advisors. Pray in the Holy Ghost with me for the gift of men. The Lord minimizes your struggle from today. Bible says when the axe is dull, much energy is required. What makes the difference in how fast you succeed or how slow you succeed is the quality, not the quantum of men, but the quality of men and women that you are surrounded with. I want you to pray and say, Father God Almighty, let my life magnetize resources of men. I'm not asking to pray for money. Many women, many people have money. They don't know, they can't do anything with it because there are no men. There are no quality resource men and women to prosecute it. Meanwhile, some people have little money, but the things they are doing, because they have quality men and women in their lives, they are people, you'll be surprised. I want you to pray and say, Father God, give me the gift of men. Give me the gift of men. I want you to pray that in your life. Lord Almighty, send men to me. I think if God wants to punish an organization or a man, he sends bad people to you. But if he wants to reward and bless you, he sends good people to you. Oh, Father, we ask you tonight, Father God Almighty, for me and my work and all I am involved in, Father, send me the gift of men. I don't know if some of you who are leading people, who are leading corporates, who are involved in whatever, and you have a big task. You always have big tasks to do. And you're wondering, well, I'm the only one carrying the heavy burden. May God send you men. For David had men like Joab. David had these men who can fight with both hands, that they can kill 18,000 men in one go. But who does the glory come to? David. The Bible says David stuttered. How could the king? A king who did not leave his throne. He had men. Father, I ask you to send me the gift of men. Lord, in my work, send me men. Everywhere I turn, send men. On any project I sit upon, send me men. Wade off evil men away from me. Bad men, incompetent men, weak men. Lord, men with bad intention, men with bad hearts. Men who will compromise my life, Lord Almighty, agents of Satan, send them away, Lord. Attract great men to me. The greatest resource you can have in your life is the resource of men. I know it. I have seen it. I know how these things work. You struggle when you don't have men. You are at ease when you have men. Lord, send me men. Money is wasted when it's in the hand of wrong men. Money is maximized when it's in the hand of good men. Men make the difference in any enterprise. The quality of men. Thank God for quantum. Many people say, well, I want quantum men. But you do not understand that the quality of men. Now, when God now blesses you with those quality of men in quantum, oh, you will be a world taker. I want you to pray and say, Father God Almighty, send me men. I want you to understand that this is very crucial. So it's a critical success factor. That's why all of you set up human resources. They want to know, is this the man we are looking for? Is this the person we need to hire to take our business to the next level? Or are we just going to be wasting resources? The greatest resource is human capital. I want you to pray and say, Father, send me men. For those of you who are not married, I want you to make that your prayer and say, Father, send me a man after your heart to be my husband. Send me a woman after your heart to be my husband. I want you to pray and say, Father, make me a quality man. Sometimes people say that nobody is marrying us. Women say that I've not been married. Sometimes it's because you have not become a quality person. When you become a quality woman, men will beat their path to your house. You will have many suitors because everyone knows that what makes a difference in a person's life is the quality of people that are working with you. So I want you to pray and say, Father, make me a quality man so that I can get a good woman. Make me a quality woman so I can get a good man. I want you to pray for yourself tonight. Father, make me a quality leader. Who you are attracts what you get. Lord, make me a quality leader so that I can attract quality men, because like attracts like. Like begets like. I want you to pray and say, Father, Lord, let the glory of excellence cover me, so that when people see me, they will see the glory of God, they will see excellence, and then they will be attracted to me. I know what I'm talking about. I'm a leader. I've been a leader now for a long time. I understand the difference between when you get good men and when you don't get good men. It makes all the difference. Father, let the glory of excellence cover my enterprise, cover what I am doing, so that when people engage or interface with what I'm doing, they will be attracted to the excellence. In the name of Jesus. You know, a pastor was talking sometimes and he said, why don't people come to our church? He said, because our church doesn't have excellence. So when people come, not this church, how many people know this church is a church of excellent spirit? Mm-hmm. So this is what happens. When we do programs, people come, they get healed, they get delivered, they get blessed, their destinies get turned around. But the moment they get the miracle, they go to the church down the road. The church down the road that has excellence. So they are just laboring. We'll labor. Accident and emergency. That's what he said. He said our church is an accident and emergency. You know what an accident and emergency word is? Where they break up, the place where... that's a psychiatric man. Eh? Orthopedic. So in orthopedic, what do you mean when you say A and E? Let us hear it. You need to understand.
It's a point of emergency, casualty, where they bring in traumatic people, patients.
People whose legs are broken, yes, all the things are there. How long do they stay?
It depends.
Do they stay there forever?
No.
Like, when do they leave?
Well, as soon as they are given immediate treatment, and they transfer them to the ward.
After the ward, what happens? They get better and they leave. Yes. They never come back to your hospital.
Like check-ups.
Even check-up service. May your life not be A and E. Where people will have crisis and magic, and they will run to you. You will fix them, finish. Then they will go to Lagoon. Actually, the way it works is, after people have the A and E, what have you, they don't stay there. They go to their houses, Abby. May your life be a home. I want you to make that a prayer. Father God, let not my life be an A and E place. Let my business be a home for people. That people will come and say, I feel comfortable here. Somebody walked into this church last Sunday, and she has been here every day since Sunday. She said, the moment I walked into this place, I felt it's a home. May your life be a home. I want you to pray and say, Father God, I don't want my life to be A and E. Accident, emergency. When that happens, people will come and use you. They will come and take money from you. Whenever they need money, they will come to you. Whenever their husband be there, they will come to you. Whenever they have lost money, they will come to you. But whenever a breakthrough comes, they will say, I'm going home. I want you to pray. I don't know why. I don't know who this is for. You have been sowing seeds. You have been working hard. But you have only been giving to people you've never received. You've never really sat down to enjoy the blessing of home and the comfort of good men. I want you to pray and say, Father God Almighty, I want to be a blessing to my generation, but Lord, I also want to be blessed by my generation. Bless me with the gift of men. Lift your voice tonight. Bless me with the gift of men. Bless me with the gift of men. Bless me with the gift of men. And Lord, even when people come into my life as an A and E, Lord, let them walk with me to make it a home. So that we will have a word for A&E, and then we will have specialist room, room for great people. Raboshkayaba, lift your voice. I will speak deep things here in this meeting. God is revealing deep things to us. It's the difference between if you are going to be successful or you are going to be failing. It depends on the perception of people and the kind of people that are attracted to what you are doing. Lord Almighty, I want to be a blessing to my world, but I also want to be blessed by my world. Lord Almighty, send me the best of gifts, the greatest of talents. I want you to command talents to work into your life. Talents, Lord, attract talents into my business. There are some people, you employ them, they will take over the machine that you have spent all your money to add, they will spoil it and leave. Father God Almighty, send me the gift of men. I don't know who, this meeting tonight seems to be for some person who is struggling and saying, Lord, I've been working so hard, I'm tired. The Lord said to say to you, it will send you help. It will send you the gift of men. Won't you lift your voice tonight and say, Father God Almighty, send me the gift of men. Quality men, great men, men who will enhance us. That people will call enhancers and implementers. Lord, send me enhancers. Send me destiny enhancers. Send me destiny implementers. Send me destiny supporters. Lift your voice tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, wait up for me destiny destroyers, destiny eaters, destiny depleters. Lord Almighty, let no one come into my life who will deplete me. In sometimes, a slave, a servant come to work for you and he will deplete you. By the time he's leaving, he has spoiled your fridge, spoiled your freezer, burnt your microwave, destroyed everything in the house. And those are depleters. Sometimes you employ a driver. Some drivers will clean the car, make the car look nice. Some drivers, they will bash the car. They will break the front light, break the dead. They will cost you money all the time. Those are defeaters, destroyers. Weigh them off. Father, I receive destiny enhancers. Men who will come and say, there's a better way to do this thing. Oga, there's a better way to do it. Men who will come to you and say, look, today that I'm married to you, you cannot be the same. They'll teach you how to dress, teach you how to talk, teach you how to go to school, help you to become somebody great. You won't be the one to be slaving for them. They will be working to help you. The same thing for women. When they walk into your life, they will be destined and answer. They will teach you how to talk, how to eat, how to live, how to be great. Those kind of women is what you need to marry. Pray and say, Father, send me destiny enhancers. Send me men who will make life easy for me. Send me a blessing. Send me a blessing. If God will bless you, He will give you a word and then He will give you people. Oh yes, that's what God does. Every time God wants to bless a man, He will send you two things. He will send you a word from above and then He will send you people. It is the people that will bring money. God doesn't give you money first. He sends you a prophetic word, then He sends you people. Great people. Father, I pray, send me. The word has gone forth. Now, Lord, send me people. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I don't know. I feel such deep depth in my spirit. I guess tonight God is just saying to some person here, it's time for you to stop struggling. God is saying to someone who is a owner of business or someone who is about to start something and say, it's time for you to stop struggling. I'll send you gifted hands. Gifted hands. Gifted hands. Gifted hands. Lord, send us gifted hands. Lord Almighty, make me a gifted hand. Send me gifted hands. You can imagine when gift meets with gift. When giftedness connects with giftedness. That is greatness that can never be questioned. Lord Almighty, send me gifted man. Make me a gifted man. Send me gifted man. Pray that as a prayer. Lord, send me gifted man and make me a gifted hand. Lord, lift my level. Lord Almighty, add value to me. Add value to me. Make me a blessing. But much more, Father, send men to me in the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 We speak as we hear from the Lord. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Rakata rabola kata bradosha. Ningbe boragada bradiri moskara bayara boskara balaba rakata bradiri morakoda brahanta robashkari basha. Rakala bradiri moragada grane marinda horagata bradiri moskari rosh. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I receive the perfect gift of men. Hallelujah. That's why we value men. That's why in this church we value all of you. You are a gift to us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And every leader needs to look back and see that you have gifted men behind you. Men who would take a bullet for you. Women who would take a bullet for you. Hallelujah. Such are the people that David had around him. That was the secret of David's success. You will succeed. You will stop struggling. I say you will stop struggling. I say you will stop struggling. I prophesy, I say you will stop struggling. I say you will stop struggling. At every stage of David's life, whether when he was running from Saul and he went to hide in the cave of Adullam, these quality men, they came to him. Whether in Ziklag, these quality men, 600 of them, they came to him. Whether in Hebron, these quality men, they came to him. As a matter of fact, when he got to Hebron, all of the quality men of Israel, even those from the house of Saul, King Saul, they all left and said, "We have come to make you king." David became king by a reason of men that helped him. Men will help you. I say men will help you. I cannot hear you. I say men will help 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 you. Feel a very deep release of the Spirit of God in this meeting tonight. I think God is breaking the shackle of struggling from off our lives. Finally, God is giving us what we've always wanted to have: the blessing of men. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Let's intensify, people. That's why we are here. That's what this whole retreat is. This is a retreat. This is why it's about. It's to have a change in our life and destinies. And tonight the Lord says to say to you, you will stop struggling because I had men to you. I had quality men to you. Men of power. Men of resources. Men who will come into your life and your life will become a home. Men who will not use you and dump you. Men who, when they are coming with resources. The merchandise of Cush will be converted to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 55. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you to a great life. I say I welcome you to a great life. I say I welcome you to a great life. I say I welcome you to a great life. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 55. Three, go. Listen to my prayer, oh God. Do not ignore my plea. Now for those of you who are coming for this. Hello, praise the Lord. There are some of you who are coming to us. Who are meeting us for the very first time. This is a meeting. I need to continue to rehash this. This is a meeting where we speak the life of God into the spirit realm. And then we allow the spirit realm to release the power into our spirit and produce results. Hallelujah. So the mandate we have is to speak this word together. Now, if you have a Bible, that's fine. If you have a device, that's fine. But if you do not have the version we have, just check on the screen and just read. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But what I'm trying to say is that everyone needs to be speaking the spirit word, because you will craft a new reality for your life and for your future if you release the spirit word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, the gift of men is coming to me. Come on, somebody say, the gift of men is coming to me. In the name of Jesus. I can testify about it. Because you see, sometimes you authenticate what you are praying by your story. My life changed the moment I got married. That's the truth of the matter. God has to move you into a place. Hallelujah. God has to move you. He has to move your leg. He has to move your spirit. Hallelujah. Say, Father, lead me to where the blessings of men are. It was like God was changing the atmosphere of the spirit. What I was feeling where I was what my wife was feeling where she was. God was troubling me to say, go to a place. I am waiting for you there. God was troubling her to go to the same place. We obeyed God. We met there. Like they say, the rest is history. Hallelujah. How you are going to be in the future is a function of who you meet today. We can tell your future by who you are rolling with today. So today is very important. Who you meet as you leave this place. Who you meet before the end of this year. The people you do business with before the end of this month. They are very important. My wife and I were talking about people we've met in our life. And how they have altered the course of our life. We were talking about it 2 days ago. Yeah, babe? You don't want to know. You don't want to make a mistake of meeting wrong people or being at the wrong place at the right time. God has to send you, man. I know what I'm talking about, though. In my life, I have struggled before without the gift of men. But I have also enjoyed blessings by the gift of men. I know the difference between the two. May God send you, man. Me, go. Oh, Mashami. I was talking somewhere today. Someone said, I went to speak in a conference, in a seminar. And the first somebody was, asked me a question after I finished speaking. He said, I have a question. I said, yes. He said, so if you want to start, I don't even know that the question people always ask is, if I want to start a business, I need money. The greatest thing God can send to you is men. The people will tell you, this is where the money is. As a matter of fact, if we do this in this, this is where the money will come out from. The gift of men. You need it though. Your master knew he needed it. When he left the wilderness, after he has fasted and prayed, I want to declare, you too, after this fasting and prayer, you will stumble on great men. The Bible says he went out and fished for men because he knows that all is carrying from above, from heaven, it will go to waste without the gift of good men. 12 of them he got. May God send you men. I'm at a critical point in my life that I need the gift of men. I will always need the gift of great men. It makes a difference between whether you succeed, whether you fail. It makes a difference between whether you are going in for the short term or you are in for the long haul. May God send you men. Amen. Brethren, may God send us men. Amen. Brethren, may God send us men. Amen. I say, may God send us men. Amen. And if there be any agent of Satan that Satan has planted in our lives and our enterprise, in our household, may God weed them out. Amen. Because there are people who are cancers. The Bible says there are cancers in your love feast. If they come into your life or they come into your ministry or they come into your enterprise, they will not live until they have wrecked you. May God uproot them. Amen. If by reason of our mistake, Satan has planted them when we were sleeping, may God uproot them. Amen. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I feel very deep. Deep thing in my spirit. And I'll continue to declare that word of the Lord until something shifts. Someone's about to make a mistake by attracting the wrong person into his or her life. And I'm going to be declaring the word of the Lord and blasting that word in the spirit until that Satan gives way. Until that breakthrough comes for you. Until that person says, I think I need to stop bothering this man or this woman. Father, give us the gift of men. Give me the gift of men. A gift of good husband, a good wife, good workmen, good friends. The Bible said there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. When you meet with some people and you connect your destiny with them as friends, they become better than your siblings. They will take a bullet for you. we need those men. Men and women who can lay down their lives for us. What manner of man of love is that? A man will lay down his life for his friend. That's what Jesus did. Lord, send us men like you. Men who will lay down their lives for us. Men will be willing to take a bullet for us. Men will be able to take one for the team. I know what I'm talking about. It is this. It's a critical success factor. It's the reason why I'm still able to stand before you today and minister. God has graced me with great men. That's the reason why I'm still here. The devil didn't give me any chance to get to where I am. But I thank God for the gift of men. I celebrate God's goodness of my life for the gift of men and women. Men who cannot be bought. Women who cannot be compromised. Men and women who have said to themselves, this for us is not just a place of recovery, it's a place of home. It's the reason why we are doing things that we are doing in nations of the earth. And people are wondering, how many are you in the church? They can't understand. When they come, people have said to me, how many are you in the church? The way I hear of Capstone Church, the way I hear of Capstone Church, are you this few? I said, you never understand. God has given us men. Men who will take a bullet for us. Men who will be ready to lay down their lives. It's what makes a difference between how your walk goes far or whether it goes still. May God send you such great men. May God send you great women. In the form of spouses. In the form of friends. In the form of partners at work. In the form of co-investors. May God send you men. Colleagues. May God send you colleagues who will say, well, you don't know what's happening, but I know how to make it work. Who will be able to do the work for you and give you the glory. Lord, send me men. Pray. Lord, send me men. Send me men. Send me men. Send me men. Many of you are sitting on top of organizations and projects. You are struggling because you seem to be the only one doing all the work. Why? You need men. Lord, send me men. Send me men. Send me men. Lord, send me men. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Heaven is open over us, friends. God has sent us men. Heaven is open over us, people. God has sent us women. God has blessed us today with the gift of men. Quality men. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and say that. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Alright, Psalm 55. I still feel a very big body in my spirit. Big body in my spirit. Well, let's go on. Psalm 55. Three, go. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught at the voice of the enemy, at the stares of the wicked. For they bring down suffering upon me and revile me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death assail me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I will fly away and be at rest. I will flee far away and stay in the desert. I will hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and storm. Confuse the wicked, O Lord. Confound their speech. For I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I could enjoy it. If a foe were raising himself against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship, as we walk with the throng at the house of God. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the grave, for evil finds lodging among them. But I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He ransoms me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned forever, will hear them and afflict them. Men who never change their ways and have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His speech is smooth as butter. Yet war is in his heart. His words are more sweet than oil. Yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. You will never let the righteous fall. But you, O God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of corruption. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you. Can somebody say a big amen? Amen. Can somebody say a big amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Psalm 56. Psalm 56. Psalm 56 was written when David was captured by his enemies in Gath. But God gave him escape. I say God will give you escape. Amen. I say the Lord will give you escape. Amen. I say the Lord will give you escape. Amen. The Lord will not make your life as food for your adversaries. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 56. Here we go. Be merciful to me, O God. For men utterly pursue me. All day long they press their attack. My slanderers pursue me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? All day long they twist my words. They are always plotting to harm me. They conspire, they lurk, they watch my steps, eager to take my life. On no account let them escape. In your anger, O God, bring down the nations. Record my laments. List my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this I will know that God is for me. In God is what I praise. In the Lord is what I praise. In God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? I am under vows to you, O God. I will present my thank offerings to you, for you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Can I hear a big amen?
Amen.
Can I hear yet another big amen?
Amen.
Praying the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. This is what God will do for us. Rekatora baloka tremos kalili bashida baros. Rekatara madobre de marinda balos kayima rina muskentredia. Reke de bradono muskida bush kayira mazapra di da brusa. Radikan rema dobre de karama sobre de gabarra de majombre de garoboskaya. Reke de brana mozandea marunde naganda la bladi de moza. Imbo romo le katara mashebro do vali mazente. Rekete brono marima zandre de karabala brodono moskaya. Rekete granam brono maskela da bashandre de borro maskea borrandenes. Rekete brono mari gandra hatoro moske araba zantre. Rekete brono maskeara masupe de gara masandre. Ranina branina moskalima sharre de moskalima zandaya. Iandala madobre de debala rabarine moskendre. Imbro do barracalabra di moskaline mashandre. Rico tarama de brono maskela branini mozandre de heda. Nashaya barabasa. There's a spirit of supplication here tonight. There is a deep spirit of supplication tonight. Brene ho regadabra di demoskali de bashira baragadabasa. Reke de brodo maskeri de boroko tara madagarabaha. Rekanto romos kembredina moskara moskaya raboskali de mazatre. Reka torama dobrene maskandre de hantolos kalarabashe. Nendeli barabaskara de bashe. Nendolo brahenda. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 57. Another great psalm that David wrote when he fled from Saul into the cave of Adullam. And there the Bible says Saul was looking for him. David was on the other side. Saul was on the other side. The Lord gave David victory. The Lord will give you victory. In the name of Jesus. Powerful. Psalm 57. Three, go. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me. For in you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I lie among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens, your faithfulness reaching to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. May this be your testimony in the name of Jesus. May this be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Brothers, kalaba yaraha. Rekete brother harikata rabalo kariga dabash. Rede brother barikala barada boraha. Regele brother baskele bayara bosanre. Randam brohore katara baskele debosh. Rede Brakala Bradini Moscrede Bayarabosa. Randada Handra Hitolo Brade Bolocos. Barra Babarakala Bradini Moscala Bayarabosa. Rede Brahatolo Brade Marica Torabala Carabas. Rende de Hindre. Radia Rakala Carabas Kiribu. Marica Drahatala Bradini Moricada Harabus. Rede Hindre Hirakala Bradinimos. Rede Bohorica da Bala Sharedeha. Nombro dos. Yendre Hindala Bradinimos. Rabala Bradinimos. Mashandala Brahira Borrecatara Balagara Balabuscrede, Ningrahindala Garracala Brodo de Bascrede and Dalagarabusque, Regele Crenada Namor Condara Muscundum, Imbrana Bran and Yamar Calabar Moschandre, Itaya Yaya Bradin Moscrede Shah, Ningala Bradin Mascrede Boromascrede Boyara Bascrede Bosham, Redehan Redehandala Balabascrede Boyaraha, Radahan Rehindala Baragala Barabascrede, in the name of Jesus. I heard it very clear in my spirit right now. The Lord says, I'm training leaders. He says, I'm training leaders in this place. True leaders are men trained like David. They never went to leadership school. Their training was in the backwoods, fighting the lions and killing the bears. Standing alone with God. Having deep experience with the Spirit of God. And that's what we are about. That's what we are on with God in this season. And I had a very clear in my spirit, Lord, saying, I'm raising leaders. I'm training these people. I hope they understand that I'm training them as leaders. Hallelujah. I had a very clear in my spirit. Baruch Hashem. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. May the Lord find you faithful. May the Lord stand you out. May the Lord find you faithful. May the Lord stand you out. May the Lord find you faithful. May the Lord stand you out. Among your generation, among your mates, among your peers, in your industry, may the Lord single you out. A man after my heart. Bible says David was a man after my heart. He led Israel with the integrity of heart, and with skillful hands he led them. Lord, thank you. We birth that tonight, Father. Thank you for making us leaders you can trust, men you can vouchsafe for. Women, you can put destinies into their hands. Father, I thank you for finding my brethren and I faithful. Thank you for finding us faithful and putting us into this ministry of leadership, that we may lead and show the world what true government really is. We honor you, Father, for honoring us with this great life. I want you to watch your life from now onwards. If the Lord says it's training you for leadership, for dominion, for government, you need to understand that God doesn't joke. I know you don't feel like it. You don't feel like he qualified. So did David. But if God finds you, he's found you. He said, I have found for me a man. He sacked Saul and brought the man from the forest. You can call him the bushman all you want, but that's what God chose. I think God has chosen you. I think God has chosen you. You may be from the bush. Doesn't really matter. If God chose you, God chose you. Hallelujah. Father, may our lives honor you. May our lives bring you glory. May we represent you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost with me. Pray in the Holy Ghost with me. Pray in the Spirit with me. Hallelujah. Baradosha. Melanorahus Kanabaya. Pradhata Labush Kanabayas. Ereborabas Kanabaya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 58. Hallelujah. Three, go. Do you rulers indeed speak justly? Do you judge uprightly among men? No. In your heart you devise injustice, and your hands made out violence on the earth. Even from birth the wicked go astray. From the womb they are wayward and they speak lies. Their venom is like the venom of a snake, like that of a cobra that has stopped its hairs, that will not hear the tune of the charmer, however skillful the enchanter may be. Break the teeth in their mouths, O God. Tear out, O Lord, the fangs of the lions. Let them vanish like water that flows away. When they draw the bow, let their arrows be blunted, like a slug melting away as it moves along. Like a stillborn child may they not see the sun. Before your paws can feel the heat of the thorns, whether they be green or dry, the wicked will be swept away. The righteous will be glad when they are avenged, when they bathe their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then men will say, surely the righteous still are rewarded. Surely there is a God who judges the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 59. Psalm 59. As one of the many attacks of Saul. You know, Saul never left David alone. In record, it was recorded that he attempted to kill him 21 times. 21 assassination attempts. But David won at last. You will win at last. I say you will win at last. At one of the points, David, Saul sent a siege. They went and did a siege on David's house. How David escaped, nobody still knows till tomorrow. But David escaped because God did not give his soul as food for his enemies. I want to declare, you will escape. You will escape the landmines of your adversaries. You will escape their siege against your life. Pray in the Holy Ghost for me. Pray in the Holy Ghost for me. In Jesus' name. Psalm 59. Deliver me from my enemies, O God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from evildoers and save me from bloodthirsty men. See how they lie in wait for me. Fierce men conspire against me. For no offense or sin of mine, O Lord, I have done no wrong, yet they are ready to attack me. Arise to help me. Look on my plight. O Lord, God Almighty, the God of Israel, rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Show no mercy to wicked traitors. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. See what they spew from their mouths. They spew out swords from their lips, and they say, who can hear us? But you, O Lord, laugh at them. You scoff at all those nations. All my strength, I watch for you. Oh, my loving God. God will go before me, and will let me gloat over those who slander me. But do not kill them, O Lord, our shield. All my people will forget. In your might, make them wander about and bring them down. For the sins of their mouths, for the words of their lips, let them be caught in their pride. For the curses and lies they utter, consume them in wrath. Consume them till they are no more. Then it will be known to the ends of the earth that God rules over Jacob. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. They wander about for food, and howl if not satisfied. But I will sing of your strength. In the morning, I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. Oh, my strength, I sing praise to you. You, oh God, are my fortress, my loving God. Hallelujah. 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 Psalm 60. Pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit with me. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 60. One of the things for those who are just coming in, one of the things the Lord helped us to first of all pray on when we started this meeting tonight was to pray for the gift of men. Was to pray that God will give us great men to leverage upon. Men who are gifted. Men who are blessed. Hallelujah. How many of you watched the film Ben Carson Gifted Hands? Or read the book? You understood that the first time he went to medical school, the professor looked at him and said, you, who do you think you are? Ben Carson said, I will operate. Before the boss came, he had operated. The greatest operation that anybody could ever do. He was a starter. He wasn't an expert, but he was gifted. May God send us gifted men. God sent David gifted men. Joab was one of those men. He led his team. When Joab was done finishing David's enemies, may your children be gifted children. The Bible said they will not be afraid when they speak against the enemies at the gate. The Bible says your children will be like arrows in your hand. As you spend those money on them, as you invest those time on them, as you sacrifice over them, as you labor to make sure that you give them positioning, may they become gifted. Not by academics, but by God's Spirit. Anywhere they show up, may they be for signs and for wonders. I want you to pray down the Spirit first of all. Pray down the Spirit first of all. Gifted hands. Gifted hands. Giftedness. It is gifted hands and gifted men that bring the glory to an organization, to the head of an organization. All those wars that David fought, he wasn't one that fought the boss. It was his men. But David was the one they gave the glory to. Joab and rest of them fought the war. David took the glory. That's what happens when God makes your life easy. People will do all the work. You will take all the credit. But if God has not honored your life, you will do all the work. Somebody else will take all the credit. May God bring you to take credit. May God bring you into reward. In the spirit of that was when David wrote the book of Psalm 60. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Are you there with me? Three, go. You have rejected us, O God, and busted upon us. You have been angry, now restore us. You have shaken the land and turned it open. Mend its fractures, for it is quickened. For you have shown your people desperate times. You have given us wine that makes us stagger. But for those who fear you have raised the banner to be unfurled against the bow. Save us and help us with your right hand. And those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph I will parcel out Shechem and measure out the valley of Sukkot. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet. Judah my scepter. Moab is my wash basin. Upon Edom I toss my sandal. Over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the sacrifice city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God? You who have rejected us and no longer go out with our armies. Give us aid against the enemy. For the help of man is worthless. With God, we will gain the victory. And he will trample down our enemies. Hallelujah. That's what happens when God tramples down your enemies and God gives you a victory. You will slaughter 25,000 of them in one single day. Hallelujah. Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Say, Father, send me these men who will do all the work and bring me the credit. Men like Joab. So that you can focus. Jesus prayed for men. The Bible says he prayed all night for men. When he woke up the following morning and he went out, he began to see those men, he began to discern them, and he began to pick them one by one. And he picked 12. Even the supposed worst of them, Judah, was a mighty accountant, a mighty man of figure. Jesus needed that. Lord, send us men. Lord, send us men. Make our work easy. Make our work easy. Lord, we have struggled, we have worked hard. Now, Father, it's time for us to ride. Lord, it's time for us to ride on the wings of the wind. Make our work easy. Send us the gift of men. Send us the gift of men who can wage war. Men who can fight with both hands. Men who are multi-gifted, multi-talented. Men who are multilingual. Lord, men who are multifaceted. Men who can multitask. Men and women, Father God, who can do many things at the same time and do all very well. Lord, they are there, out there. Send them to us, Lord. Send them to me, Father. Lord Almighty, raise up our hand. Lord, raise up the work of our hands. Men like Joshua, who will raise up the hand of Moses. Rikata, until victory is wrought. Rikada, brother Namasha. I feel a very deep, intense presence of God in this meeting. The Bible says, for as long as the hand of Moses was lifted up, Israel had victory. Father, send me men who raise up my hand. Raise up the work of my hands. Raise up, send me men who will raise my hands. For as long as my hands are lifted, as long as my hands are raised, I will be victorious against every adversity of the world in which I live. Send me the resources of men. Send me the gift of man. Ragalabradabasha. Nitorabalabradabasha. Mayabalabasha. I want you to command the four winds of the earth to bring such men to you. I don't care where they are. Wherever they are in the world. Whether they are in Australia, Asia, America, Europe, Africa. I want you to command them to be attracted to you. Wherever they may be. In the name of Jesus, let's take it another level, people. Let's take it one notch higher. Listen to the word of the Lord. When Jesus got to Jerusalem, hallelujah, I want you to pray serious dimension of this. Towards the end of the journey, when Jesus got to Jerusalem, the Bible says he knew his time was up and he had to come into Jerusalem majestically and powerfully. The scripture recorded that when Jesus got there, he told his disciples, he said, go into the city. Friends, there are stuff in this city that you need to ride upon. There are resources in the cities of the world that you need to ride upon. Jesus said, disciples, go into the city. When you get there, you will see a donkey tied beside a young one. When you get there, tell them that I need a donkey. If they ask you, who has you said the Lord has need of it? Untie it and bring it to me. That's what he said. I want you to untie the gift of men, wherever they may be locked. Untie them and command them to be brought to you. Listen to this. That means that they will not come by their own volition. But they are there. Listen to this. That means if you want them to come to you, you have to loosen them. They are there waiting. If Jesus never said, untie it and bring it to me, the donkey will grow hold on the tether and Jesus will walk to Jerusalem. There is a donkey that you need to ride into the place of your destiny. I want you to speak to the four winds of the earth. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I want you to speak to the four winds of the earth. I want you to speak to the four winds of the earth. And command them to be loose to come to you. I don't know whether you understand what I'm talking about. Our master gave us a template. There is a donkey that you need for your triumphal entry to your destiny. You need to command them loose. You need to send your angels to go and fetch them. I want you to send angels to go and fetch them to you. Send angels to go and fetch them to you. People in whose hands your monies are. People in whose hands your promotions are. People in whose hands the resource that you need. In whose hands the level that you need are. I want you to lose them. I want you to speak to the four winds of this city. Speak to the four winds of the earth. Command those donkeys to come to you. Command those donkeys to be loose. Command those resources to be loose. Say, I speak to the four corners. I want you to touch. I want you to raise your hand and point to the four corners of the earth. For the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Listen, guys, listen. I want you to understand this. He said, this is the moment where, this is the meeting where you really understand who I am. Many people don't understand, or they think I'm an English speaking pastor. We understand, many understand this. At about 1986, 87, thereabout. 89, I can't remember the exact year. I had the privilege of going to a part of the city, or to a part of this country. I actually went to Ibadan. I don't know what it was. I think it was some minister. What, I don't know what it was I went to. I sensed in my spirit that there was something in that city for me. I stood on Oshitoku Avenue. I can remember where I stood very clearly. Every time I passed by there, this almost 30 years, I always remember it. I said, Lord, I want you to give me a woman from this city. That's what I said to God. My wife came from there. Something took over her brain. She had to come to Lagos. She had to come to where I am. I'm telling you, there are people that your destiny are. Meanwhile, there is a particular girl who we live on the same street that wasted my life for 1.5 years. Hey, we speak wisdom among the wise. There are people that when they come into your life, but they will not come until you prophesy them out. You guys, yeah, mommy. Praise God. Long day, mommy. Ashiri Munzofuye. Ashiri. I said, Lord, I stood on that main road. I said, Lord, give me a woman from this city. That's what I said to God. 4 years later, she manifested. She wasn't supposed to be where I was, but that decree worked. You have to decree resources to come to you. Meanwhile, she was running around with some guy too. I scattered the whole thing. How many prophetic things scattered the whole thing? I want you to declare. Speak to the four winds of the earth and say, Father, wherever the people to bless my life in love, I release them to come to me. Come on, lift your voice. Let's pray. Release these things. There are business opportunities that need to be unlocked. Great people that need to be unlocked. Many of you don't understand. You need to decree it. Those things are there. They are waiting for you. They were meant to be a blessing. But if they are for you, whether they are spouses, including children, you speak and say, Father, release them to me. Release them to me. Businesses, release them to me. For those of you who are doing ministry, church members, people who will die for my vision, release them to me. I stood on that and said, Lord, give me a woman from this city. That's what I said to God. I was specific about it. I didn't say, God, give me a woman from this city. On Ashoka Avenue. I can remember very clearly. Lord, send us men. Lord, we can never pray this. The Lord, send us resources. Send us gifted hands. Send us the gift of men. Send them to us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. People, this is what we call prophetic decree. This is what the power of the church is. Because those resources are needed for kingdom advance. And they must come. I say they must come. You will stop struggling in the name of Jesus. Psalm 61. Hallelujah. 3, go. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth, I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge. A strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you have heard my vows, O God. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May you be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then will I ever sing praise to your name. and fulfill my vows day after day. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 62. Hallelujah. Rababa ya rabosa rabala barakalabos. Iria waewa. Uwa waewa. Iya waewa. Amwe yo janku janku wa waewa. Your life will attract the best of men.
Amen.
All you are involved in will attract the best of gifted hands.
Amen.
Honor will seek and pursue you.
Amen.
Resources will come to you bound.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Amen.
In the name of Jesus. 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 You too will have the testimony of gifted men. From now onwards, your life will no longer attract losers. I don't care who you are, whether you are believing God for your husband to marry you. Your life will stop attracting loser men.
Amen.
Whether you are believing God to marry a woman, your life will stop attracting loose women.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name. Oh, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I see the water rising, people. Rigalabarada hosta. Maya baba barra bala barra de bola barra bala basta. From now onward, I stop attracting losers. I shall no longer be an A and E. I will be a home. People will come. They will suck for me. And they will stay. They will be a blessing to me. I will not labor and others repeat. From now onwards, I fortify my walls against losers. I open my house to great men of resource and renown. Nina. Barabola barababando roboshkebra nina mazika la barine moza. Mashanda ya rabade, greedy mosi ya rabahada, and I'm alabaha. I have lost before, and I have succeeded. I know the difference. I have lived with losers, and I am living with success. I know the difference. Daba lo brahito lo brade moska rabala brade mosi ba ya rabasad radi ashka ya ba. Mandayem ro ro bari malabala ba ya rabah. May your life be easy. 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 In the name of Jesus. I don't want you to forget to continue to pray this. Psalm 62. Three, go. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down? This leaning wall, this tottering fence, they fully intend to topple him from his lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Find rest of my soul in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Low-born men are but the breath. The high-born are but the lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion, or take pride in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things have I heard, that you, O God, are strong, and that you, O Lord, are loving. Surely you reward each person according to what he has done. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And then finally, Psalm 63. Psalm 63. Hallelujah. Even in the wilderness of your life, you will hear the voice of God. As the Lord trains you, because the Bible says, like the eagle trains their young. Even as the Lord trains you, because God, what God is doing through this prayer meeting is to train you to know how to take what belongs to you. He's training you to know how to pray. He's training you to know how to do warfare. Everything you see that is shining is as a result of prophesying and bringing it down. Hallelujah. And we will break through the name of Jesus. David was in the desert of Judah, minding his father's sheep. No one reckoned with him. But there in that desert was the solution to Israel's problem. I want to declare over you, you are the solution to this nation's problem. Overnight, the Lord gave me a vision of the night. Clearly showed me, he explained to me what has been the problem with the world system, especially what of Africa and Nigeria. I saw leaders, a lot of leaders, and I saw a lot of people, and I saw myself in the midst of that. And one thing the Holy Ghost made me to see, really, what it actually made me understand in the whole story of that dream was, people are dying and the leaders don't even know that they are for the people. They are supposed to bless the people. What that means, there has to be a replacement generation who will lead. And I think God brought me into that revelation to show me, son, that I'm raising a replacement generation. I want to declare you are that person. For every soul that messes up, a David will rise. For every soul that has brought our country into this mess, you will rise. I say you will rise. I say you will rise. But when you rise, understand it's for the people. Every blessing you receive, every opportunity you have, everything God gives to you, never forget it. God says to say to you, never forget it. It's because of the people, never because of you. That God showed me that overnight today. So we cannot fail, friends. God is foolproofing our lives in the name of Jesus. Psalm 63. 3. Go. O God, you are my God. Unless I seek you, my soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water, I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as the richest of foods. With singing lips my mouth will praise you. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sink in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. They who seek my life will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword. They will become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God's name will praise him, while the mouth of liars will come and lift your voice and say, that is me. This is fulfilled in my life. Lift your voice. This is me. I am that king that God is raising up as a replacement generation. As a replacement generation, I am that king. From time to time, Lord Jesus said to me, son, get yourself ready for leadership. Get yourself ready to lead the body of Christ. I'm raising you, I'm setting you up, I'm positioning you, son. And I think what God says to me, says to you, get ready, friends, get ready, brothers and sisters. It's time for leadership. It's time to manifest. It's time to represent the kingdom of God, truly. The world has been waiting for people who will manifest the kingdom. And here we are. Lift your voice and pray and birth this in the name of the Lord. As the Lord changes the configuration and reconfigures your heart, reconfigures your thinking, as the Lord gives you a new understanding of your capacity, as it releases you as a gift upon the earth and a blessing. The Bible says concerning David, he served his generation according to the will of God. God is raising us to serve this generation according to the will of God, to be a blessing to this generation according to the Lord. The divinic grace, the divinic anointing, the divinic prophetic grace is coming upon us as we receive this, like it came upon our Lord and Master Christ. And we receive it. Come and say, this is me. Lord, let it be to me. Every prophetic word that you've spoken today, Father, I receive it. I claim every blessing of the gift of man. And I exalt your name, mighty God, for your faithfulness. Lift your voice and say, Father, thank you for raising me. Blessed be your name. Worship.
You heard the voice of the Lord through the message that you just heard. For further inquiries about other helpful resources and counseling, please visit us at the Capstone Church Without Walls, 360 Murtala Mohammed Way, Yaba, located beside Skybank, Yaba Bus Stop, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 080-77-248-222 or 080-2318-2030. You can email helpdesk@thecapstoneonline.com or simply visit us online at www.thecapstoneonline.com. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless you indeed.
The road ahead is long and winding. With eyes of faith, you'll find the way. And when the journey leaves you weary, you can rest in the comfort of heaven's arms. Sweet loving arms, peace be with you. Peace will follow always. But now you know that through the darkness there's a light. Remember, God loved you. When you open up your heart, His love will meet you where you are. He will always be a part. Carry on. Remember God loves you. Remember God loves you. God loves you.